Who is a rock except our God?
Prepare yourselves. For the next hour, you will experience rock and roll for your soul. Music so intense, you will find yourself asking,
is this really Christian?
Yes, it is.
And now, for the host of My Dad Rocks, here is Pastor Alan Ward.
Yes, indeed. Hello, it's time again for another edition of My Dad Rocks, a radio show exploring the golden era of Christian rock and metal. This is Rock and Roll for Your Soul, and we cover the messages behind the music. You know, every artist has something to say through their music. They're trying to convey something, and that can be either good or bad, depending on where they're coming from and what they have to say. Well, the artists that we play here on this show are Christian, and they believe what the Bible says is true, and so their songs reflect the Bible's teachings. And today, the artists we're going to look at and going to be playing are going to express their view of the second coming of Jesus Christ and the judgment that will follow that event. But before we get to that topic, I have a surprise for you today. I'm going to play a song by a local artist right here in Sandpoint, someone who recorded this song right here in Sandpoint. And then after we hear from our local artist, we're going to get straight to our topic of the second coming of Jesus Christ and the judgment that will follow that event. And so without further ado, here we go with our local artist, Aging Elijah. Aging Elisha, local Sandpoint artist right here, with their song, My Dad Rocks. You know, they said in that song, every knee was going to bow and every tongue confess my dad rocks. You know, that's just a contemporary way of saying what the Bible says in Philippians 2, 10 through 11. It says that at the name of Jesus, every knee will bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. And let's hear about this some more. Let's hear about from some of the other artists we have on tap today about this whole subject. Here is Shout with their song Showdown.
Showdown.
today. That was Shout with Showdown. And in that song, they said something that was very curious. I don't know if you caught it or not. They said in the song there, they said there's going to be a showdown coming around, running for cover when the trumpets all sound. Well, what on earth are they talking about? Well, they're talking about what the Bible says in 1 Thessalonians 4:16. It says, "For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trumpet of God." It's a trumpet sound. And then later on, it says in the book of Revelations, chapter 6, verses 14 through 17, it says, "The sky was split apart like a scroll when it's rolled up, and every mountain and island was moved out of their places. Then the kings of the earth and the great men and the commanders of the rich and the strong and every slave and free man hid themselves in the caves and among the rocks of the mountains and said to the mountains and the rocks, 'Fall on us and hide us from the presence of him who sits on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb, for the great day of their wrath has come, and who is able to stand?'" And that's what the Bible, the Apostle John saw about the revelations, how everything's going to end. And are you ready for that day? Are you ready for the judgment day? Well, Carrie Livgren sings a song. It speaks about judgment and the judgment we're going to face, and it's called White Light. So here's Carrie Livgren with White Light.
Change. Am I dreaming now? crescent moon, the sign is in the sky. Distant voices cry for blood to flow. Cold fear is in the street, the season long foretold is near complete. White light, white heat. We're sifted like harvest wheat. White heat, white light. From out of a cleansing fire, we receive a sign. Oh, it's white light, white heat. From out of a cleansing fire, we perceive in
Hey, that was Carrie Livgren with White Light. And, you know, I've told you the story about Carrie Livgren before, but if you're a new listener to the show, and you may not know that Carrie Livgren was the singer, songwriter, or not singer, rather, the songwriter and a guitarist, keyboard player for the group Kansas. And then he became a Christian, and the Kansas's album started slowly taking on a more Christian theme, and eventually he left the group and started his own band, and this is one of his solo projects that he's done. And from the best of Carrie Livgren, you can maybe detect that Kansas influence in this, in the music that you just heard. But you know, in that song, he sang a part that said, "In a moment, everything was turned around. One morning, and everything was changed." And you know, Paul, the Apostle Paul said something similar to that in 1 Corinthians 15:52. He said, "In a moment, in a twinkling of the eye, at the last trumpet, we will be changed." That's going to happen so fast as it takes for you to blink your eye. It's going to happen. And in the chorus of that song, the first part of that chorus says, "White light, white heat comes forth from the judgment seat." And he was talking about the judgment we're going to face. And the Apostle Paul also spoke about that in 2 Corinthians 5:10. He said that we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that each one may receive what is due for what he has done in the body, whether good or evil. And you know, it's not only necessarily just the things we do that we be judged for, but Jesus also said in Matthew 12:36 that every careless word that people speak, they shall give an accounting for on the day of judgment. We are all going to stand before God and give an account for ourselves, and every careless comment we've made and our foul language that we've used or joke or whatever that we've done, we're gonna give an account for that. And there's going to be no excuses, no blaming other people for our sin. There's going to be nowhere to hide from the truth. And the Apostle Paul said that in Romans 2:16, that on the day when, according to my gospel, God will judge the secrets of men's hearts through Christ Jesus. You know, all those things that you've done, all the secret things that you've done that you thought you'd gotten away with, all the things that you thought nobody saw, the things that you thought but you never acted on, all those secrets of our hearts are going to be brought out to the white light of God's judgment and judged by Him. Are you ready for that white light that's going to expose every dark deed that you've ever thought, said, or done? Well, we have another group here, and this is not really a group, more or less. It's two individuals, Daryl Mansfield and Glenn Kaiser, who teamed up to do a blues CD entitled Slow Burn, and they have a song on that CD called Great White Throne, which is about this judgment that I'm talking about, or the Bible speaks of. Now, both these guys are rockers, but in this CD, they just do bare bones blues songs. So, Dad, I know you're listening. I think that even you will enjoy this one, so you don't have to turn down the music this time. This is Daryl Mansfield and Glenn Kaiser with Great White Throne.
To come, God knows I woke in fear.
Glenn Kaiser and Daryl Mansfield with their song Great White Throne. You know, they sang about the Great White Throne, as you heard, and that is coming more sure than you're sitting right there listening to me right now. The book of Revelations, chapter 20, verses 11 through 15 says this: Then I saw a great white throne, and him who sat upon it, from whose presence earth and heaven fled away, and no place was found for them. And I saw the dead, the great and the small, standing before the throne, and books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged from the things which were written in the books, according to their deeds. And the sea gave up the dead which were in them, and death and Hades gave up the dead which were in them, and they were judged, every one of them according to their deeds. Then death and Hades were thrown into the lake of fire. This is the second death, the lake of fire. And if anyone's name was not found written in the book of life, he was thrown into the lake of fire. And as horrible as that is, if you'll notice in that song, they also mention the way to escape or stand up under the great white throne judgment and not be thrown into the fires of hell. They sang a line in there that said, Jesus saved me as I was, didn't leave me all alone. Mercy for my wicked heart. Oh, how I love him so. And there is mercy and forgiveness in Jesus Christ, but we must flee to Jesus Christ if we wish to escape the judgment of God. And the Bible says that in John 3:36. It says, he who believes in the Son has eternal life, but he who does not obey the Son will not see life, but the wrath of God abides on him. And there's one more thing in that song, that short little song that we heard, that I like to draw your attention to, and that's the line, Jesus saved me as I was. You know, one of the devil's best tricks on people is to get them to believe that they've got to clean themselves up before they come to God. Listen, you can't clean yourself up. If you could clean yourself up, there'd have been no reason for Jesus to come in the first place. Jesus came and died because we couldn't clean ourselves up. And, you know, if you were able to clean yourself up, then how would God get any glory? Don't let the devil trick you into believing that you got to get yourself cleaned up before you come to church or before you come to Christ for salvation. Jesus saves you as you are, but he doesn't leave you the way you are. He saves you and then he changes you. He cleans you up. You can't do it on your own, but Jesus can do it for you. He can clean you up. And he takes people who are stained with sin and washes them and makes them whiter than snow, the scripture says. And that way he gets all the credit. Well, we're going to listen to Kerry Livgren again. It's really not him singing. It's him wrote the music and playing. But he's got another song about what will happen for Christians when Jesus comes back. And the song is called When Things Get Electric.
Street through the sky.
Hey, that was Kerry Livgren and his song, When Things Get Electric. The line in that song said, we will stand in the open and shine like the sun. Well, what on earth is he talking about? Well, he got that line from something that Jesus said in Matthew 13, 40 through 43. Jesus said this, at the end of the age, the Son of Man will send forth his angels, and they will gather out of his kingdom all stumbling blocks and those who commit lawlessness, and will throw them into the furnace of fire. In that place there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Then the righteous will shine forth as the sun in the kingdom of their Father. He who has ears to hear, let him hear. And the question for us is, are you going to be one of the righteous ones who will shine forth like the sun in the kingdom of the Father, or one of the wicked ones that will be cast into the furnace of fire? Because you'll be one or the other. And there are many, the Bible tells us, who will be deceived about where they stand with God. And White Cross mentions that in one of their songs called Shakedown.
We'll be right back.
was White Cross with Shakedown, and the first line of that song represents one of the scariest Bible verses in all the Bible to me personally. I preached on it last Sunday, Matthew 7:21-23. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven will enter. Many will say to me on that day, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name, and in your name cast out demons, and in your name perform many miracles? And then I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness. There are many who will be deceived about the fact that they think they know Christ when they really don't, and that they think they should go to heaven when they're not. And I hope you're not one of them. You know, they sang in that song, I want to know if you're playing games, is representing what God was talking to us through the song. You know, are you really walking with Jesus Christ if you claim to be a Christian? Where do you stand? Will you be ready for the shakedown? And that's the question that the Rage of Angels ask us in their song, Are You Ready for Thunder?
We'll be right back.
was Rage of Angels, a CD that took me many, many years to find. I finally found it in a small town in Alabama in a pawn shop somewhere. It's a great album. It was the only one they ever did. That was their song, Are You Ready for Thunder? And that's the question I ask you now. Are you ready? And Jesus said in Matthew 24, 42 through 44, therefore stay awake, for you do not know on what day your Lord is coming. But know this, that if the master of the house had known in what part of the night the thief was coming, he would have stayed awake and would not have let his house be broken into. Therefore, you also must be ready, for the Son of Man is coming in an hour you do not expect. You know, are you ready for that? Jesus is coming again. And guess what? There'll be no missing him this time. When he shows up this time, we're going to know it. He's not going to be a little baby wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger or dying on a cross. No, when Jesus returns this time, he will be shown to be the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, as Revelation 19:16 says. And he will be dealing out retribution to those who do not know God and to those who do not obey the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, as Paul said in 2 Thessalonians 1:8. Well, Daryl Mansfield sings a song about the coming reign of the Lord Jesus Christ, and his song, Jesus Will Reign.
Roll till dawn.
Harold Mansfield with Jesus Will Reign. You know, he said in there that Jesus will reign, but you know what? Jesus reigns right now. But when he returns, as he was talking about in that song, his kingdom reign will be manifested to the whole world so that everyone will see it. You know, Novella talks about this in one of their songs called Sweet Rising Sun.
Sweet rising sun, there's a distant rain, there's a healing hand, and it wipes the shame, there's a
That was Novella with Sweet Rising Sun. You know, something they said in there was that they lived for the rain that they felt deep inside my heart, they said. You know, Jesus Christ is reigning right now. Jesus reigns through his people, which is what Novella was talking about in their song. God's people follow Jesus. He is their king. He's their master, and he reigns in their hearts and through their lives. And you may say, well, I can understand that, but I don't see that Jesus is reigning in the world. In fact, if you look around, you know, all the people in the world, they're doing as they please. They're still committing crimes and killing people and doing lots of evil and ugly things. And, you know, how can you say that Jesus is reigning and that Jesus is Lord when there's so much evil in the world? Well, right now, Jesus also reigns not only through his people, but through the gospel. And Jesus said in Matthew 28, 18 through 20, he said, it says that all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I commanded you. And lo, I'm with you always, even to the end of the age. Jesus says he has all authority. And how do we see that Jesus has all authority? Well, he does that by making disciples. You know, Jesus comes into the very heart of Satan's kingdom and rescues men and women out of their bondage to sin. And the devil is absolutely powerless against him. The governments of the world seek to eradicate Christianity from their countries, But yet Jesus comes right into their country through the gospel and makes disciples of the people of their nation, right up under their noses, and there's not anything in the world they can do to stop him. You see, Jesus reigns through the gospel. But as I alluded to earlier, one day Jesus is going to reveal his lordship for all the world to see. In Philippians 2, 10 and 11, it says that at the name of Jesus, every knee will bow, and those who are in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. So we see there that eventually everybody will see the reign of Jesus Christ for themselves. Well, we're going to close out the show with Striper, and they're singing about the reign. I want to invite you to come to church Sunday morning at 11 a.m. here in Sandpoint, and here's Striper with the reign.